Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Welcome to Lady Owls basketball tonight on WESB Sports. Very loud in the arena here in Kane right now, as you could probably tell. This is James Patrick with WSB Sports. Tonight, the Lady Owls take on the Lady Wolves from Kane. Should be a good ball game. Thank you for tuning in with us. We're going to get to see something that we don't always get to see. Certainly a District 9 Player of the Year candidate in Addison Haight. If you've paid attention to any high school basketball, she does quite well. She scored 43 points in one game this year. And we just watched her during warm-ups, and it was about 11 out of 12 three-pointers. So let's hope she doesn't get too many points this evening. But Lady Owls are coming off a tough loss at home the other night to St. Mary's. Prior to that, we had them here on WSB Sports over in Port Allegheny. Real nice team effort led by Cammy Sheely and Haley Keene. Lady Owls beat the Lady Gators that evening. So let's see if we can get back on the winning track tonight. I'm going to do the starting lineups now. For Kane, it's going to be Mattia Brown, Alexa Homestead, Addison Haight, Casey Weimer, Callie Ann Waite. Tonight, starting for your Lady Owls, a little bit of a switch up. Shavia Long, Olivia Funk, Alexis Keyshore, Haley Keene, and Cammy Sheely. Bryn Benedict, Deidre Johnson, Carissa Chamberlain, and Miranda Davis will be coming off the bench for the Lady Owls. So this will be a good test for the ladies. I think Kane does pretty well, and certainly Addison Haight is, like I said, a D9 Player of the Year candidate. This is a D9 matchup, but not a D9 large school. Well, it may be a D9 large school matchup, actually. The way the new district is rearranged. So, once again, welcome to Lady Owls basketball from the campus of Kane High School, Kane, Pennsylvania. We're going to take a one-minute break. We'll be back for the tip-off. This is Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. AM 1490, WESB, Bradford.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
James Patrick, Lady Owls basketball, WESB Sports. Here in Kane tonight, Lady Owls versus the Lady Wolves. Should be a good matchup. Thank you to Igor back in the studio for keeping things straight tonight so far. Once again, for your Lady Owls, Sevilla Long, Olivia Funk, Alexis Keyshore, Haley Keene, and Cammy Sheely are starting. If you've been with us, Cammy's a freshman. Haley and Olivia and Sevilla are juniors, and Alexis Keyshore is a sophomore. Very young team, and when they get it clicking on all cylinders, they're really fun to watch. They get rolling. I didn't make it to the game the other night against St. Mary's, but something must have been messed up. See if they can put up some points tonight. Thank you for tuning in with us. Start your weekend off right. Junior number 23. The JV game tonight was won by Kane, 30-21. So the JV Lady Owls came up on the short end earlier. A little windy on the ride up here, as you know. We'll throw some weather in there. Hope the power's on at my place when I get home. Once again, Ada Addison Height is a sophomore this year. Started last year in Kane as a freshman and put up a bunch of points then. I mean, she's got a really nice shot, and she's a ball hawk. So you'll hear her name a lot tonight. Hopefully the Lady Owls can put a little bit of a clamp on her, get some double teams on her or something. Haley Keene will be jumping for your Lady Owls. Last minute instructions by the coaches. Lady Owls are in their road blacks with a red trim tonight. Lady Wolves will be in their home whites with the blue and red trim. Just about to get underway. Looks like it's going to be Mattia Brown is going to jump against Haley Keene to get things underway. And we are just about underway here from Kane High School. Okay, Lady Owls win the jump ball. Here comes Keyshore. Keyshore to Long. Long gets it low to Funk. Haley Keene in the corner. Keene jump floater, short. Rebounded by Sheely. Put up and off the mark. Rebounded by Keyshore. Haley Keene thought about a three. Here comes Sevilla Long with a jumper. That's short. Kane comes away with a rebound. So three chances there for the Lady Owls. No luck so far. And there goes Haight. And she's off the mark with her first three. Rebounded by Keene. Keene comes up court now. Gets it to Sheely. Sheely with a floater. It's up, in and out. In and out. It's going to stay here with the Lady Owls. So in the early going, a lid on both baskets. Keyshore's going to inbound. Gets it into Keene. Keene, little move on the baseline, puts it up, and it's in and out again. Rebounded by Kane. Kane's off and running. Get it into the corner. Oh, tipped by an Owl, and there's a scrum. Sheely comes away with it. Sheely, quick down court. The foul, and oh, on the floor. They didn't give her the basket, so she'll be shooting two, I believe. Oh, no, she won't. Okay. Foul on the Kane Wolves. That is Kaylin Waite. There's Haley Keene with a three ball off the mark. Rebounded by Keyshore. Keyshore gets it up off the mark. Rebounded by Kane. Still scoreless in the early going. Shots up off the mark. Haley Keene with the rebound. Keene across the timeline. She's going to take it all the way and get fouled, and she's going to shoot two. And the ball hit our table. Waiting to see who that foul's on. They haven't put it up there yet. Haley Keene hits the first free throw, and the score, oh, there's number 24. That's on Mattia Brown. That's her first, the team's second. So Keene has one more free throw here. Lady Owls with the early 1-0 lead. Second one's up and in. Lady Owls pick up the defense at half court, into the corner. Long pass across court. Another all the way back across court again, and a shot off the mark, rebounded by Kane. That's number 35, Kaylin Waite, with a strong rebound and putback. We have a tie ball game, and they gave the ball back to Bradford. And Haley looks like a guilty convict there. It went off her foot, and I think she knows it, but the referees called it the other way, so we'll go with it. Bradford with possession. Sevilla Long. Into Sheely from the free throw line. Gets blocked. And there's Keyshore fighting for a rebound, and it goes out of bounds. It's going to be Bradford ball, so good hustle there by Alexis Keyshore to keep the ball down at this end. Keyshore's going to inbound on the sideline. Gets it into Sheely. Sheely with a dribble. Gets it to Funk. Funk's going to shoot from the corner or from the foul line and miss. Kane with a rebound and a long outlet pass. There goes Haight. And it's off the mark. She drove in. Got, another rebound there for Kellyanne Waite. And she put a shot up that was knocked out of bounds by the Lady Owls. So Kane possession under their own under the Bradford basket. 5:23 to go in the first. 2-2 ball game. Pull-up jumper by Haight, and that's her first two of the game. She created space there, and nice little jumper, about 10-footer. So Sevilla along with the ball for your Lady Owls. They now trail 4-2. And there's some pressure by Kane. They almost steal it. Keyshore's got the ball on the ground, and I think they call a travel while she was on the ground, and it's going to be Kane possession. 4-2, Kane leads. 4:56 to go in the first. There's a pass down low, and there's a three ball from Kane off the mark. Rebounded by Kane, but I think she stepped on the baseline. She did. So Lady Owls are going to have possession down by two. Kane's going to put full court pressure on the ball. They get it across to Sevilla Long. Long gets it to Keyshore. Keyshore on the ground again to Sheely. Sheely shot short. Funk with the rebound gets to Keen. Keen a little too hard off the iron, and Kane comes away with a rebound. It's like a battle right now. Arms and elbows flying everywhere. Kane thought about a three there. Haight just took a 3.5 pointer, and she's mad at herself. It was almost an NBA three there, and it came up short. That might be one way to beat her, get her frustrated. Lady Owls with possession. 4:12 to go in the first. They trail 4-2. Sevilla Long with the ball. She gets it in the corner. Pass is too high for Keyshore. Out of bounds. Lady Wolves ball. Long three ball. Comes up short. Waite with that rebound again. It's blocked by Sheely and taken away. Sheely with a behind-the-back dribble. They're pressuring her. She gets it across the timeline. Gets it to Sevilla Long. Open for a long two. Off the mark. Kane with a rebound. There's a reverse layup missed by Haight. Keen all the way. Keen's going to go all the way down and lay it in, a reverse layup. Haley Keen with 2 points to tie the game. She saw a little bit of opening there in the lane, took it all the way from the rebound to the basket. Haight misses the shot. Frustrated, there's a jump ball, and that's going to go stay with Kane. Four game, 3:06 to go in the first. We got two players on the ground. As I spoke of what we talked about earlier, there's an almost steal by Keyshore. Kane comes away with it off the mark. Rebounded by Keen. Sheely ahead of the field. It gets blocked. She gets her own rebound. Put back off the mark. Kane comes away with it. That's Haight with a rebound. Down low, wide open. Basket for Kane. That's number 14, Bria Petrov. Long with the ball. She sees a lane and goes for it. Off the mark. Gets her own board. Puts it up off the mark. Sheely unable to save it. Going to be possession to the Lady Wolves with the lead 6-4. Miranda Davis is going to come into the game for the Lady Owls now in place of Olivia Funk. Haight's going to bring the ball across the timeline for Kane. Gets it down low to Waite. Waite back to Haight. Long jumper in the corner. Off the mark. Keen with a rebound. Keen's off and running. Oh, and it's pass is too strong for Miranda Davis. Lady Owls with a couple quick turnovers here. They got to take advantage of their possessions. Haight with the ball across the timeline. And it goes off of her foot. Here comes Sheely. Sheely, Haight blocks it. Haight's off and running. Pass down court. Back to Haight in the corner. She's going to drive the baseline and feed it to a wide-open teammate. That's Kaylee Ann Waite once again down low, wide open. That's an 8-4 lead for the Lady Wolves. Now to 1:23 to go. Miranda Davis to Keane. Keane gets it off and gets fouled. Haley had a nice spin move and was fouled trying to make the shot. It's going to be a third team foul on Keane. And that's the second one on Kaylee Ann Waite. Waite. So Haley Keane's going to be at the line for two. They're going to have to take advantage of these free throws as well. Haley's on target with her first one. She's got all 5 points for the Lady Owls right now. Into the game comes Casey Weimer for Kane. One more here for Keane. And it's off the mark, rebounded by Haight. Haight, quick down court to a wide open teammate again. That's number 14, Bree Petrov. There's a long two or a three by Sheely off the mark. Keane had the rebound but got it tipped away, and here comes Haight down the other way. 10-5, Kane leads. Haight's going to take a three ball off the mark and rebounded by Keyshore. Keyshore's got Sheely's going to pull up for a jumper off the mark. Long fights the rebound, but Kane comes away with it. 22 seconds left to go in the first. Kane with a 10-5 lead. There's a long three ball off the mark, and it's going to go out of bounds. Lady Owls will have possession with 13.6 seconds to go in the first. Olivia Funk comes back into the game for Sheely. Cammie Sheely comes out. Okay, pressure on the ball now. Kane with the ball, 13.6. Clock's not running yet. Referees blew the whistle. Clock wasn't running. Says 13.2 now. We may just leave it there. Okay. Keane with the ball. 10 seconds to go. Keane picks up her dribble, gets it to Keyshore. Keyshore gets it to Davis. Davis, a little jumper. Funk with a rebound and off the mark. Keane with a rebound off the mark. So there's a Lady Owls had a hard time getting it in that hoop. We're going to take a short break here at the end of the first quarter with the score, the Lady Wolves 10, your Lady Owls 5. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports. Be 107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford, WESB Sports.
Welcome back, James Patrick, Kane High School, Lady Owls, Lady Wolves. We're between the first and second quarter. Lady Wolves with a 10-5 lead. Three different scores for the Lady Owls, and only Haley Keene on the board for your Lady Owls. Lots of opportunities there for the Lady Owls. Not only opportunities, but they had several turnovers, passes too hard, too far. So Lady Owls have possession here to start the second quarter. You're going to have Davis, Funk, Long, Keene, and Keyshore on the court for your Lady Owls. Keyshore with the ball. There's Davis with a jumper off the mark. Keyshore fights for the rebound. Long from the free throw line. Good. Shavia Long gets a basket. They cut the lead to three. Haight brings it up for the Lady Wolves. Behind the back, left the player laying on the court. And she takes it all the way to the hoop, and the shot's too hard. Rebound by Kane, and then taken away by Keene. Haley Keene all the way, comes down, gets it to Long underneath by herself, wide open, and she misses it. Ooh, we got to get those opportunities. 10-7, Kane leads with possession. Here's a three ball. No, she's not going to take it. Pass all the way across court. There's a quick hand by Shavia Long. Goes out of bounds off her. Kane's going to inbound at midcourt. 2-3 zone here for the Lady Owls. They get it down low, but it's mishandled. It goes back outside. There's a shot off the mark. There's another offensive rebound for Kane. And there they threw the pass away, Lady Owls possession. So Lady Owls are going to be in possession, only down three. Carissa Chamberlain comes into the game for your Lady Owls now. Takes the place of Miranda Davis. No, that's incorrect. But Chamberlain's in the game. Keene gets it to Davis. Davis with a shot off the mark. Rebounded by Kane. Petrick almost fell down, but... there's a three ball. Oh, off the mark. And Long is fouled. That foul's going to be on Casey Weimer, her first and the team's first. So Lady Owls with possession, down 10-7, 6:26 to go in the second quarter. Gets it over to Chamberlain. Chamberlain gets it to Long. Long, Davis again. Davis takes another shot. It's off the mark, short. Almost looked like it went through from this angle. It hit the net. There's a three ball for Kane. Off the mark. Rebound, offensive by Kane. That's Haight with a rebound. Gets it in, tip ball. Here comes Chamberlain ahead of the field. Chamberlain all the way, and she gets fouled. She'll shoot two. That foul is on Killian White. Wait. And that's going to be her third foul for weight. That'll help the Lady Owls because she's strong underneath. Two free throws here for Chamberlain. That's short. Chamberlain's another one of those Lady Owls freshmen that are getting a lot of time this year. Keyshore and Sheely come back into the game for Davis and Long. One more here for Chamberlain. And it's up and no good. Haley Keene with a rebound, one dribble, and puts it up, and she gets fouled by Addison Haight. So Haley Keene's going to shoot two. Crowd not very happy with that call. First one's up. Good. Haley's got her free throw. Well, probably jinx her, but she's got her free throw stroke going tonight. 10-8, the Wolves lead. Chamberlain getting directions from Coach Blatchley. Keene on the mark with her second one. So it's 10-9, Lady Wolves lead. Keyshore tries to pressure Haight. Haight gets fouled by Keyshore. Got to make sure of that. It's a First Lady Owls foul. It is going to be on Alexis Keyshore. There's an open three for Kane, and it's short. It looked good once again. Kane's going to come up with a long rebound. And they get it down low. Another offensive board by Kane. And it's thrown away by Kane. Intercepted by Chamberlain. And looks like a foul on Kane. Foul's going to be on Casey Weimer. That's her second. The team's fourth? I don't think it's the team's fourth, but they got him down as four. So the Lady Owls will be in a bonus, if that's correct. Lady Owls with possession, down by one. And it's out of bounds off of Haight. Almost got ourselves a steal. Keyshore is going to inbound. Keyshore, Chamberlain. Chamberlain's got the ball, gets it back to Keyshore, and it's a scrum on the ground. Keyshore gets to Sheely. Sheely gets to Bree Keene, who's off the mark, but gets her own board and puts it up and in. I'm sorry that I say that, guys. There was a young lady named Bree Keene back in the day. They're cousins. But Haley Keene, strong rebound and put back. There's a three ball for Kane off the mark. But once again, a board by Kane. And a put back in by Bree Petrov again. That's her sixth point of the game. Really surprising the Lady Owls are getting out-rebounded down there on that end. With Keene and Funk and Sheely, the size we have downside. There's Addison Haight ahead of the field. Gets herself a lay-in, and it's 14-11. There's a timeout by Coach Blatchley. We're going to take a break with him. It's a 37. No, we're going to stay right here, ladies and gentlemen. This gives me a chance to tell you about the weekend schedule here on WSB and the Hero. If you like football, it's here for you. We've got six wild card games, and if you're a football person, you know that there's six wild card games. Trying to get it here. I lost it for a second. All the games, 4 o'clock, 8 o'clock, Saturday. We'll just go with 1, 4, and 8 on Sunday and 8 o'clock on Monday. All the games are available here on the Hero. The sports weekend begins at 11:30 with Bonas basketball on the Hero. 11:30 pregame, 12 o'clock tip. So we're back underway here. Sheely gets it, tries to get it to Keene. Keene's got it. That's going to be a jump ball. Jump ball is going to go to Kane. So Kane leads 14-11. Well, there it goes. It skipped all over everything for me. So Kane's possession. There's a three ball, long three, short. Tipped out of bounds off of Kane. It's going to be Bradford ball. So the Lady Owls trail 14-11, 3:56 to go in the second period. Keene, Keyshore, Long, Funk, and Sheely out there for your Lady Owls. There's Sheely in the corner, tries to get it to Funk inside. It's tipped away, and the Lady Wolves come away with the ball. Here goes Haight. Oh, they're going to call the foul on Sevilla Long. That's her first and the team second. Could have been a charge. Up for interpretation. Came with the ball. Long two ball. Good. That's Kayleanne Waite again. Bria Petroff. Again. Sevilla Long with the ball. Gets it in the corner to Sheely. Sheely throws it away, and it's going to, it was tipped out of bounds off of Kane. So Lady Owls are going to maintain possession. Yeah. Bree Keene shot from the foul line off the mark. Rebound by Keyshore and a foul on the floor. Now they're going to give her two shots. And the foul is on. Matea Brown, her second. She's shooting. The foul is on the floor. She's shooting because it's the five fouls. I only think it's four. Now they're all looking at each other, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, they're going to go with it being five. And here comes Keyshore up and in. And I think she took one before that that I didn't see, I guess. So one for two for Keyshore. Wolves with possession, four-point lead, 16-12. Long three ball. Off the mark, rebounded by Keyshore. Keyshore with the ball, looking for an open teammate. She's got one. Miranda Davis lays it in. Nice job there by the Lady Owls. 16-14, Kane leads. There's a kick ball. Kane saves it. Ooh. It was kicked by their own teammate, so they call it a jump ball. That's going to be Bradford possession. Good hustle by Shavia Long there to tie the ball up. Kane's going to pressure the ball with a two-point lead. Keyshore inbound. Gets it to Long. Long dribbles. Gets it to Keene. Keene across the timeline. Keene's going to take it all the way. Split the defenders, and the shot's off the mark. Rebounded. Long outlet to called on Sevilla Long again. Long outlet to Addison Haight, who tried to drive in. I don't think, yeah, they're going to get that. That's going to be on the floor. They didn't give her continuation on that one. So Kane's going to inbound under the Bradford basket. Shot from the foul line, banked in. That one goes in on for Taryn Boschert. And there's a lay-in. Basket by the Lady Owls, and I did not see who it was, ladies and gentlemen. Long? Sevilla Long. So 18-16, and there's another foul, possibly on Long. It's not on Long. That one's on Keyshore. That's her second. Team's fourth. Kane possession, 1:57 to go, 18-16. Kane lead. There's Haight with the ball. Haight finds an open teammate underneath, too far underneath, and she travels. She travels. Crowd not happy with that one. 1:50 to go. Lady Owls with a chance to tie or take the lead. You've got Sheely, Davis, Chamberlain, Keyshore, Keene on the court right now for your Lady Owls. Keyshore with the ball. Top of the key. She's being pressured, and it's stolen away. They call jump ball, so that's going to go to Kane. Actually, they called a timeout for Kane. It's going to be a full timeout, and we are going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with you with the score. The Kane Lady Wolves 18, Lady Owls 16. This is Lady Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Heritage Design, modern made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets modern made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
W298CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. Your season ticket. WESB Sports. B107.5 FM.
And welcome back to Kane High School. James Patrick, WSB Sports. Lady Owls basketball tonight against the Lady Wolves of Kane. It's going to be Lady Wolves possession. They lead 18-16. On the court coming out of the timeout, Davis, Keene, Chamberlain, Sheely, and Keyshore for your Lady Owls. Haight with the ball for Kane. Gets it into the corner. They thought about a three. Pulls it back out to Haight. Haight gets a pass stolen by Sheely. Sheely looking for a teammate. It's Chamberlain. And it's knocked out of bounds. Knocks out of bounds off of the Lady Owls, so Kane will have possession. 1:13 to go in the first half. They get it down low. Keyshore with the intercepted pass, but then Kane gets the loose ball. Here comes Haight. Haight with a dipsy-do shot that doesn't go. They're on the floor scrum again. Bradford comes away with it. That's Alexis Keyshore. She is tough with the ball on the ground. And the shot's missed by Sheely. Kane rebounds and off and running. Down low, off the mark, rebounded by your Lady Owls. That's Sheely. No, that was Miranda Davis. Keyshore with the ball. Lady Owls trail by two, 30 seconds to go in the first half. Keyshore still with the ball. They almost tie her up. There's a long three ball by Chamberlain. And off the back iron, rebounded all the way out to half court. Keene with the ball now. Couple dribbles. Thinks about it. Gets double teamed. Now they got to shoot, and they're not going to get a shot off. So that's going to be our halftime score. The Lady Wolves 18, Lady Owls 16. We'll take a short break for the halftime. I'll get some stats together, and we'll be back for the halftime show. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490. WESB Bradford.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Welcome back to Kane. James Patrick, WSB Sports, Lady Owls versus Lady Wolves here at Kane High School. A very physical first half on both ends. A lot of missed shots. Very physical game. And it's a close game. Lady Owls trail 18-16 at the half. So hopefully the coaches are making some good adjustments. I talked about Addison Haight before the game, coming in, scoring a ton of points. They've held her to 4 points. Missed several shots, but Bria Petrov has gotten 4 offensive rebounds and 4 putbacks for 8 points to lead the Lady Wolves. Haley Keene on our end has gotten half of her points from free throws being fouled, and then a couple nice rebound putbacks herself. Haley has 9 points for the Lady Owls here at the half. So, you know, a good, tough game. A lot of scrums, a lot of jump balls. Alexis Keyshore always showing her toughness on the ground a lot. I think her knees and elbows are certainly bleeding after every game. Hopefully the Lady Owls can get on the winning track here in the second half. Lady Wolves lead 18-16 at the half. We'll come back for the third quarter. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And thank you very much, W.R. Case & Sons. This is WESB Sports, James Patrick, Kane High School. Just about to start the second half of ladies basketball action. Bradford Lady Owls versus Kane Lady Wolves. Neither team warmed up, which is uncommon. Just getting a few last-minute instructions from their coaches. Two-point ball game here at the half. One player for Kane with three fouls, and that is Kaylee Ann Waite. She had to sit on the bench for a while. She was really strong underneath, offensively and defensive rebounds. So the Owls took advantage of that, I'm sure. She'll be back out there most likely here soon. Lady Owls, no foul trouble. Alexis Keyshore with two and Shavia Long with two. And that's it for the Lady Owls. So hopefully that basket down there doesn't have a lid on it like this one down here did. Several shots in and out for the Lady Owls as well. Looks like it's going to be Keen, Long, Funk, Sheely, Keyshore. Original starting five in there for your Lady Owls. Kane's going to begin the second half with possession. Addison Haight with the ball, half court, gets it inside. There's a long two, maybe a three, rebounded by Sheely. Sheely off and running, crossed half court. There's Sevilla Long on a wing, into the corner for Keyshore, gets to Funk. Funk's shot comes up short, rebounded by Haight. Haight's off and running, cuts across the court, takes it all the way to the basket, misses the layup, and Sheely with the rebound. So same as the first half. Lots of action and no scoring. Keen with the ball. She's Bree Keen gets a shot off and is fouled. That may be the fourth foul on Kaylee Ann Waite. I think it is. It is the fourth foul on Waite. She's going to have to take a seat. So Haley Keen's going to be at the line for two, where she's been perfect so far tonight. I'm not going to tell you what happened because I jinxed her. She misses the first one. Waite takes a seat with her four fouls. Keen's got one more free throw here. Up, and it's off the mark. Still a two-point Kane lead. Here comes Haight with the ball. Haight dribbling around everyone. Puts up a floater. It's off the mark. Funk with a rebound. Gets it to Keen. Keen looked long down court. Nobody open. Keen behind the back, across the timeline, all the way down the lane. Gets a shot up. Too hard. Off of Kane, and the Lady Owls will maintain possession. Bree Keen took it coast to coast there, but shot was off the mark. I keep saying Bree Keen. Haley Keen. Sorry about that. There's Funk down low off the mark. Rebounded by Haight. Gets it into the corner. Good defense by the Lady Owls. Shot up off the mark. Rebounded, saved by the Wolves. And there goes one to Sheely, a loose ball. Sheely's off and running with Sevilla Long. Sheely took it in. It was blocked. Blocked by the Wolves, and they're off and running this way. Haight misses another shot. Rebound by Funk. Keen with the ball. Keene's going to take it all the way again and puts it in. A little floater by Haley Keene. We have a tie ball game at 18. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. There's a block by Haley Keene out of bounds.
Get that, Mom.
Girl got around her at the foul line, drove the basket. Haley caught back up and slapped it out of bounds. So there's the inbound pass, and there's going to be a foul on Sevilla Long. That's going to be her third foul. Team's first. Lady Owls not getting Miranda Davis up. I thought they would with Sevilla being in foul trouble. There's a wide open shot off the inbound. Miss, and Keene with a rebound. Keene off and running. She's got Long down low, and Long lost control of the ball. Lady Owls, there's Keyshore, like all night long, on the ground picking the ball up for the Lady Owls. That's going to be out of bounds off of Keene. Lady Owls game maintain possession. Alexis Keyshore has been on the ground getting loose balls all night long. Haley Keene's going to think about a long jumper. Gets it to Sheely. Sheely, Long. Keyshore in the corner, double teamed. Keyshore travels. Got double teamed and they used the corner and she traveled. Keene ball, tie ball game, 18-18. 5:15 to go in the third. Haight with the ball. Gets it back to Haight. But Lady Owls, tough defense right now. There's a knocked out of bounds off Sheely. Sheely almost took it. She'd have went full court with that thing if she'd have gotten it, but it went out of bounds. So Wolves with possession. Good position there. Good position there in a basket by Taryn Boschert. That's her fourth point in the ballgame. Long out there at the free throw line. That's not her shot, so she didn't. She gets it into Funk. Back out to Long. Long two ball. It's Long. Haley Keene with a rebound and a putback. Haley Keene with a strong rebound putback for the Lady Owls. We have a 20-20 ball game. There's Long getting run over. That's a charge on 23. That's Addison Haight. That's her second foul. They didn't call what might have been the first charge. They called the second one. Keyshore, oh, gets tipped away trying to get it into Funk. And then Alexis almost steals it away. And there's a shot by Haight off the mark. Here comes Haley Keene. Fast down court, gets to Long. Long throws it back. And will the Owls save it? They will not. Over and back. So the lot of too hard passing there for the Lady Owls. Long had to do a desperation to save it, and it went across the timeline. So Keene possession, 20-20 ball game, 3:55 to go in the third. Here goes Haight. Haight gets it back out. Foul line jumper off the mark. Rebounded by Keene and then thrown away. Keyshore off and running, and that's taken. Her pocket got picked. Here comes Haight. Three ball off the mark. Rebounded by Keene and put back up and in. That's Mattia Brown, her first points of the ball game. And we had a whistle. I don't know what that whistle was. But it's going to be Bradford possession here. Down by two. Chamberlain in there for the Owls now. Chamberlain, Sheely, Keyshore, Funk, and Keene. Funk not ready for the pass there. So, unlike the Lady Owls, some of this play right now. Haight got a shot off. She was fouled and almost got it in for the three. She'll be at the foul line for two. That foul's going to be on Chamberlain. That's her first. Haight's first free throw is up and good. One more here for Haight. Up and good. Lady Wolves with a four-point lead now. Owls possession. 3:20 to go in the third quarter. Sheely with the ball. Drives in. Dribbles off her foot. And it becomes a scrum. They get it to Keene. Keene with a three ball. And it looked good, but it was short. And it goes out of bounds. I had the angle here right on. You know, it looked like it was going right in, but it hit the net. But it was way short. So Keene possession with a four-point lead. 3:07 to go. Now we're moving. A little bit of a slow motion thing there going for both teams. There's a shot by Keene off the mark, rebounded by Sheely. Sheely's going to take it up court. Gets it to Keyshore, back to Sheely. Sheely gets it to Keene. Keene. There's Miranda Davis to Sheely. Funk nails a shot. Olivia Funk is on the scoreboard. Turnaround jumper from the foul line. Good job. Lady Owls down by two. Haight takes it all the way to the hole, and it's off the mark, rebounded by Keene. Back to Haight. Gets it into the corner, open shot, off the mark. Haley Keene with the rebound. Haley Keene jukes the first person and puts up a little floater, a little too hard. Gets her own board, puts it up and in, and fouled. So Haley Keene misses the shot, gets a strong rebound, puts it up and fouled. That's on Haight. That's her third foul. We have a tie ball game. Keene can take the lead here with her one free throw. Up and in. Lady Owls take the one-point lead, 25-24. 1:55 to go in the third. There's a shot for Keene. Look, off the mark, too long. Another offensive board for Keene. Strong. That's Alexa Olmstead. She gets two and the foul. That foul is on Olivia Funk. That's her first. Team's third. Strong rebound and putback by Olmstead. And she'll be shooting one here. Came with a one-point lead. Came with a two-point lead. Lady Owls, got to get them defensive rebounds. Giving up way too many offensive rebounds here to Keene. Okay, they get into Funk again. It gets taken away. And off and running is Haight. Haight gets it blocked by Sheely. Good defense. Good defense there by Sheely. Blocked out of bounds. Keene ball. Two-point lead. 1:26 to go in the third. And there's a steal by Bradford. Keene with the ball. Keene all the way down the sideline and out of the baseline. Back out. Thinks about a jumper, but gets it to Sheely. Sheely's getting pestered and fouled. It's going to be on Casey Weimer, her third. And the team's fourth. Keyshore's going to inbound for your Lady Owls. Keene gets it back to Sheely. Sheely to Funk. And an errant pass stolen away by Haight for Keene. There's a shot off the mark, rebounded by Keene. I was told at halftime that Haley Keene's approaching 500 rebounds in her career. I think she may get that this game. There's a shot by Keene off the mark. Keyshore with a rebound, and Keene comes away with a loose ball. There goes Haight for a three ball, and it's good. Addison Haight with her first three of the game. Keene takes a five-point lead. 25 seconds now to go in the third. Davis telegraphs a pass, stolen by Haight. And they gave the block to Bree Keene. I think she fouled her. The crowd's going nuts. Good defense there by Keene. She does get the shot off. It's off the mark. That's going to be the end of the third quarter with the Lady Wolves leading 30-25. This is Lady Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from WR Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back. James Patrick, Keene High School, Lady Owls, Lady Wolves. Lady Wolves with a five-point lead, 30-25 here at the end of the third quarter, start of the fourth. Lady Owls just getting way out-rebounded tonight, which is uncommon for them. Keene's got a bunch of points on some of the rebounds that she has gotten, but offensive rebounds for Keene, quite a few putbacks. And Addison Haight just got hot and hit her first three-pointer. So that's not good news for the Lady Owls. 30-25 lead for Keene. Owls are going to begin the fourth quarter with possession. You've got Long, Davis, Keene, Keyshore, and Sheely out there for your Lady Owls. So Sheely's got the ball, gets it to Keene. Keene takes two dribbles, gets it out to Sheely. Sheely's going to shoot. It's in and out. In and out, rebounded. Keene comes up with a rebound. Nice move. Hard, too hard off the glass. That one's rebounded by Keene. So another empty possession there for the Lady Owls. And there's a block by Keene, out of bounds. They got it down low. The shot went up. Haley Keene knocked it out of bounds. Keene possession, 7:31 to go in the game. There's a three ball for Haight off the mark. Another offensive board, in and out for Keene. Keene gets, or yes, Keene comes away with the rebound. Keene takes it all the way to the hole, too hard off the backboard. And here comes Haight for Keene. Passes it into the corner, back to Haight. There's a wide open jumper for Keene off the mark. And Keyshore comes away with the board. Gets it to Haley Keene. Haley's going to go down court. Little juke move. Tries to get a shot up. It's not there. Davis puts it in from the corner. Two-pointer. So Miranda Davis with her fourth point in the game, and the Lady Owls cut it to three. Three-point game right now. There's Haight with a three-pointer off the mark. That's going to go, well, it was going to go out of bounds. Keene saved it to Haley Keene. She hits Sevilla Long down low. Long lays it in. Nice pass. There's going to be a timeout by Kane's coach. I think it's going to be a full timeout. We're going to take a little break if it is. It is a full timeout. So this is Lady Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
9 seconds left here in the timeout. Bradford's cut the lead. 4 quick points. They trail 30-29 here at Kane to the Lady Wolves. Thank you for joining us tonight. If you're just joining us, it's been a tight contest throughout. Very physical. Lots of people on the floor hustling. Lots of jump balls. So Kane with possession. Ahead by one. There's a quick shot off the mark. Keene with a rebound. Lady Owls could take the lead. Keene goes all the way down, opposite hand, and misses. Gets the board and is fouled. No? Did they get Keene on offensive? They did. She pushed off to get the board. So that's Keene's first foul. Lady Owls' first foul. There's a shot for Kane off the iron. Gets her own rebound, long rebound, puts it up. Another rebound for Kane, and another rebound for Kane. They call a jump ball on that one. Kane is going to get possession. Lady Owls cannot get position down low right now. The Wolves are getting all the rebounds. Here comes Kane. Oh, they gave possession to the Lady Owls. Oh, tipped away. And here comes Haight with the ball for Kane. Gets it down low, too far, and Kane with the ball. So here comes Keene across the timeline. Lady Owls could take the lead. Keyshore being bothered. Gets it to Long. Long gets it to Sheely. Sheely back to Long. Miranda Davis in the corner. Down to Haley Keene. Spin move. Up and in. Haley Keene having a night tonight. Lady Owls take the 1-point lead. 5:08 to go in the game. There's a three ball from Haight, and it's good. Off balance three. Kane takes a 2-point lead. Fading away in the corner, three ball. Nails it. There's Keene, drives the lane and puts in two. Okay, now it's two of the better players in D9 saying, I can do better than you. So Bradford's got the, it's a tie game. There's a shot off the mark. They get it down low, and it goes off of Bradford. It's going to be a timeout, 30-second timeout. We're going to stay right here. So we've got a tie ball game at 33. Lady Owls made up that 5-point deficit kind of quickly. I did say that Addison Haight is getting hot, so she's hit 2 3-pointers. That last one was a fadeaway three in the corner. Off balance, so it was pretty impressive. But 33-33 ball game here in Kane. Haley Keene's got too many points for me to figure out right now, but she's got most of the Lady Owls points. Kane's a little more balanced. Going to be Kane ball, tie ball game, 4:32 to go in the fourth. Kane on the inbound. They get it inbound out to the foul line. Then they get to Haight. Haight's going to shoot a three. She was fouled shooting three. Three came up short, but she was hammered on. That's going to be on.
Oh, you did?
It's not on 23. We'll go with it. They say it's on Haley Keene, but it wasn't. Oh, but Addison Haight misses the free throw. Sure, she's not happy about that. Her other two had nothing but net. Second free throw's good. Kane takes a 1-point lead. Oh, that's, she gets three. I'm sorry about that. She was fouled taking a three-pointer. So third free throw is good, so Kane leads by two. Keene with the ball. Davis down low to Keene. Keene with a floater off the mark. Tries to get her own board, and it goes out of bounds. It's going to be Kane possession with a 2-point lead. 4:11 to go in the game.
I was thinking your last name, Potter.
Keene works it around the outside. Keyshore with the defense. Cross the lane, handoff, travel on Kane. Keene now with a chance to tie for Bradford or take the lead. Keene Shore with the ball. Gets it to. Come on, get it to. That's 5 seconds. 5 second call against Alexis Keyshore. 3:38 to go. Lady Owls trail by two. I think we're in for a fantastic finish here. Kane gets the ball in. They get it to Haight. Haight gets it to a teammate. Wide open down the lane, puts it up and in. That's Bree Petroff again, who lays it in. Now Kane leads by four. There's Keene with a three ball off the mark. Rebounded by Haight for Kane. Haight puts it up short. Rebounded by Kane. Another shot by Kane off the mark. That one's rebounded by Keyshore. Lady Owls need a basket here. 3 minutes to go, down by four. Keene, they're going to call it. They called a push. Oh. Haley Keene is fouled. I think she might have been shooting, but I don't know. They're going to call it on the floor. That foul is on. Boy, they're making it difficult for me here. I don't know that their clock or that their player changes. 35. That's Kayleanne White. Wait, she fouled out of the game. I didn't realize she was back in yet. That's her fifth foul, and she's out of the game now. Bradford ball down by four. They inbound to Sheely. Sheely gets it tipped away. Kane comes away with it. Fast down court. Here's Haight. Haight puts it up, lays it in, and is fouled. That foul's on Keyshore. That is her third. Team's third. Free throw by Haight is short. Rebounded by Long. Long off and running. Lady Owls trail by six. Long puts it in. I'll tell you, the crowd's not happy with the officiating. Just to be, we almost got hit by that pass. Kane ball. Drive. And that's off of Kane. That's good. I have to wonder about it myself, ladies and gentlemen. But we'll go with it. Bradford possession. Okay. I'm being told not to judge the refs by my boss. Keene with the ball. Over to Keyshore. Long. Davis. Davis takes a shot. Shot's too long. Rebounded by Haight. Haight with a long outlet pass. And that ball's blocked out of bounds by Sheely. Good hustle there by Cammy Sheely getting back and blocking the shot. Timeout, Bradford. They're just challenging me tonight. So it's going to be a 30, and we're going to stay here. Once again, you can tune in all weekend long on WSB and The Hero, starting with 11:30 pregame on Saturday. The Hero, Bonaventure men who are having a great season at home against Fordham. Followed by the LA Rams and Carolina Panthers at 4 o'clock, and then the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears at 8 o'clock. I'll be watching both of those on Sunday. Triple header on the Hero, the Bills and Jags, Niners and Eagles, Chargers and Patriots. And on Monday night after our Owls basketball game, the continuation of the Texans and the Steelers. So Kane ball coming out of the timeout. There's Haight with the ball. Kane leads by four. 2 minutes to go. Haight once again with the ball. Under the basket all the way around. Looking like the Harlem Globetrotters out there. Then she goes to the foul line, gets it to an open teammate, lays it in. Alexa Olmstead with a basket. 6-point lead for Kane. 1:34 to go. Lady Owls need a basket. Here comes Davis. Davis nails a two, long two. Miranda Davis keeps it close enough. 4-point lead for Kane. Don't want to foul Haight here if you're going to foul anybody. Well, it's not. We've got three team fouls, so. Kane gets it down low. Two against one down there. Then they pull it back out, trying to burn a little bit of clock. There's a shot and a foul on Keyshore. Shot did not go in. 1:02 to go. Alexis Keyshore with a fourth foul. Oh, they called Haley Keene for her second foul. So, Bria Petrov at the line for two. First one's in. Kane leads by five. 1:02 to go. One more shot here for Petrov. It's up. It's off the mark. Keene with a rebound. 5-point Kane lead. Haley Keene's going to go all the way and put up a shot. It's off the mark. Rebounded by Kane. Lady Owls go for a steal. They don't get it. It's laid in by Petrov. And that might do it. That's a 7-point game. Keene with the ball. Puts it up. Short. Rebounded by Kane. Kane comes away with it. 28 seconds. And it's Haight with the ball. They're trying to foul her. They're not even able to do that. So there's a pass down low and a block by Haley Keene. Saved by Keyshore. No, Keyshore was standing out of bounds. So we got a 7-point game with 13 and a half to go. Kane possession. Lady Owls are going to come up on the short end here again tonight. Good hustle tonight, but just couldn't get things going. Inbound pass. Kane gets it. No hurry to shoot. There's a foul by Sevilla Long. Her fourth, the team's fifth. Kane will shoot two here. It's going to be number 10, Alexa Olmstead. First one's up and off the mark. Once again, 7-point lead, 9 seconds to go. Certainly out of reach for the Lady Owls. They can work on their last possession quick shot game after this putback. That's up and in by Olmstead. It's now an 8-point game. Keene with the ball. 4 seconds. Keene goes all the way, has it tipped out of her hands, gets it back, and that's the ball game. Kane wins it 45-37. Lady Owls come up short tonight in Kane. I am going to take a short break, compile some stats, be back with a post game. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. AM 1490, WESB, Bradford.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
W298CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. Your season ticket. WESB Sports. B107.5 FM.
And welcome back to Kane, where tonight the Lady Owls come up on the short end 45-37. You know, it was a tight game throughout. The Kane Wolves pulled away at the end. Kane was led by Addison Haight with 16 points and Bria Petrov with 13 points. Your Lady Owls were led by Haley Keene with 20. And Sevilla Long pitched in 8 points tonight. Miranda Davis had six. The story was rebounding. Lady Owls, who are usually strong on the boards, just could not get it done tonight. Offensive, defensive, the boards really killed them. I don't have the statistics on that, but it would be very one-sided. And I know that talking about rebounds, Haley Keene was approaching 500 in her career. May have gotten there in the second half. I don't think they didn't stop the game or anything. I think they do when you get to 1,000, which she'll do, in the next couple of years. You know, good hustle game, a messy game at times, a lot of hustle on the floor, a lot of jump balls. And the Lady Owls come up short. Keene wins the game once again, 45-37. This is Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.